Mary, Mary Burgess Webb, and I just turned 60, I hate to tell you. And my occupation is, this is about my third career, and I am now an addictions therapist and have been for about 10 years. I have four children, and one of my sons moved to Buenos Aires, and he teaches English as a second language there. And I've had a couple of opportunities to visit him. And on my first visit, I know that one of the things I was very, very excited about was to see tango in the place where tango was born. And not only did it live up to every single expectation I had about it, and I had a romanticized idea of it, let me tell you, it went far beyond that. I was just enthralled. I still, at that point, hadn't even considered the idea of trying to learn to dance it myself. As I watched it, I would think, oh, I wish I could do that, but it looked so complicated. And then when the opportunity came up here in Guelph, that it dawned on me that perhaps I could try and learn it. So I did.
Cuando la suerte que frena, fallando y fallando, te largue para. Cuando estés bien en la vida, y un rumbo desesperado.
Okay, let's start. Get a partner, please. Fast, fast, fast. Ladies don't have partner, do it with me. Okay, number one. Salida. One.
I've been doing other lessons with other different kinds of dances, for example, the waltz and the samba, and they're great dances too, and they can feel really good, but the center, the point of contact in the center is different for those dances. So there's more thought, there's more distance between the partners. With the tango, there is no distance. There's an intimacy that occurs in tango that I've never experienced in any other dance. And it's there's a sensuality, but more so an intimacy. And the intimacy is I'm present, I'm being present with you, you're being present with me. We are one for whatever, 5 minutes, we are one. We're moving in unison, or, you know, I'm answering your movements, you're answering my movements. I put out an opportunity here for you to move there, you move there, and then answer with this. And it becomes a dialogue. It becomes a dialogue where the speakers disappear. And the dialogue is just being expressed. If you're truly one with your partner dancing and you're in this kind of an intimate moment, the two become one. And then there is no questions, no answers. You just dance. The dance dances you, and time goes by and you don't even know it.